Hello, everybody. Welcome to Panelcast. This is AJ. Today I'm here with Brandon and Brian.
Overfill sucks.
Hey, guys.
Obviously, Brandon wants to jump right into this conversation, so let's just go for it. Why didn't you like Cloverfield?
You know, it's not that it's a bad movie. There were so many things I didn't like about that movie, and it's cool the way it was filmed. It's original, and I give credit to J.J. Abrams and the people that made it for that, but it literally gave me a headache. Just that hand, the shaky handheld, like, way it was filmed, and some of the better scenes in the movie, they're hard to even view just because of the way the filming was done.
So and I think you don't really care for amateur pornography either.
Nah. You know, if it's done tastefully, like, I'm down with that. It's just, more than anything, it irked me, but what really got me was the ending. I did not like the ending at all.
Why not?
It was very abrupt, and at the same time, like, there was no clear-cut answers to, like, exactly A, what the hell was going on, and B, like, how the movie ended. Like, you have no idea what happened. I mean, you might have somewhat of an idea of how it ended, but it just leaves too many question marks.
And that was one of the things I liked most about it.
I just feel like the conclusion of a good story should always have, like, resolution, especially to the major conflict. you can't make a movie about, like, a frozen yogurt shop running out of frozen yogurt, and then at the very end of the film, you see, like, a frozen yogurt truck on its way to the shop to refill their supplies, and it explodes.
You do understand that.
I'm going to make that movie now.
You do understand what the point of that movie was, right?
No.
Okay. What you saw wasn't a movie. What you saw was scientists going over archive footage of what had happened from Ground Zero. So that's what it was presented as. That's why when you saw it at the front, it said archive footage from what used to be known as Central Park.
Right.
And it was also, it was supposed to be the most realistic viewpoint of a monster movie you ever saw. If it was you, thrown in the middle of it, would you know everything? Or would you be too busy running around trying to save your own ass and trying to save your girlfriend and all that stuff?
But just because it's a realistic rendition of a person's point of view from being in a horror movie or a monster movie, that doesn't make it a good movie, though. I'm just saying, for me, like, it wasn't a bad movie, but I just didn't really care for it. It wasn't as good as, I guess, I thought it was going to be. And I'm kind of, I remember when it was in theaters, like, there was 3 or 4 times I was going to go see it, and I kept kind of avoiding it because I wasn't sure how good it was going to be. And now I'm just kind of like, okay. I felt like I might have dodged a bullet.
So you're kind of like one of those people that wants to have everything explained to you as far as, like...
No, I just don't... I didn't like the way it was filmed, and I don't...
Conversation can end in fisticuffs.
No, I'm not trying to, like talk shit or anything. I'm just like... Here's my point of view and how the movie was supposed to be read, and you, much like a lot of people out there, that's how they took the movie too. And it kind of, like, it bothers me as being back in the day indie filmmaker as well, because, like, I understood where this movie was coming from. This was your viewpoint, the person you watching the movie. You're supposed to be this lab technician going over archive footage of somebody that was running around who just happened to have a camera through Ground Zero. And so, for me, I was able to take everything else as being, oh, well, that's how it would happen. You know what I mean? So, if I found this random tape in Central Park, and I popped it in, I wanted to see what was going on, that's what this movie was. That's what you were watching, was this tape randomly found in Central Park. You know? And so, for me, I'm like, ooh, sweet. So, for me, that was, like, perfect. But you, much like a lot of other people in the theater as well, were going in thinking, like, well, no, I want to see, like, a movie, a film, a regular, like, Godzilla. I want to see why this monster landed and why he's going on and how he evolved and what happened. Did the monster die? Did he you know, you wanted answers, basically.
Yeah.
And that's cool, and that's how you went in to see it, but...
Like, I did.
I knew what I was walking into, so I was able to accept it, I guess. And so a lot of people I know that went to go see it, or were going to go see it, I would warn ahead of time. Like, Josh and I went on opening night. And so, like, I called him up, and like, dude, I want to go see Cloverfield, do you want to roll? And he's like, well, what's it about? I'm like, and I explained to him, here's what it is, you know. Like, imagine you found a random tape in Central Park, popped into the VCR, and watched it. And it's like, and because of that, when he walked in, we both walked out, we were both, like, perfect. And everybody, like, big old gangbangers sitting in front of us, dude, like, rolled up, and they got all their chains and Fila and hat on and shit. They rolled up, they're turning around, like, that movie was scary, and it was fucking awesome. You know what I mean? So, like, I understand and respect where you're coming from. I just wish you kind of would have saw it. Maybe if you would have had that point of view before you walked in, it might have changed it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I don't necessarily know if I didn't have that point of view. I mean, I knew that the movie was based on, like, footage from the survivors.
Right.
But even though you know it's, like, even when going into the movie with that, when it's said and done and the movie ends, you're just kind of like, okay, well, you know, what happened? Because you don't even necessarily know what happened in terms of, was the U.S. able to defeat the creature? Are they still dealing with, like, trying to fight the species? And what was it? Where it comes from? What the hell happens to people when you're bit by it? You get, like, Ebola the fourth power or something?
It was explode. You explode like that chick did.
Yeah. And there were a lot of things that I mean, there were things that I liked about it. I thought the story was, the story itself was well written. And to be honest, like, I guess it just irked me the way it was shot, because even some of the, like, the better scenes where it, like, it's very suspenseful, or like you don't know what's gonna happen next, you don't know what's coming around the corner, and it's like it's shot, like you said, the way, like, from the point of view of someone that was really there, and it's just their footage. But it's like, if we were sitting in here right now and fucking Bigfoot or something smashed into the wall and started chasing us, nobody wants to see footage of my kneecap as I'm running away from Bigfoot.
Okay.
You want to see us, like, you want to see some walls being knocked down, you want to see Bigfoot, like, breaking one of us in half and drinking our blood, and I don't know. Like,
but in that same aspect, if you had the camera, would you sit there and watch as Bigfoot rolled up on you so you can get all of it, worrying about your life and your well-being?
No, but...
Okay, so that's how it was taken. Like, this guy is running for his life. He didn't have time to say, hold on, let me... Oh, well, that might come at me. Hang on. No, I want to watch this. You know what I mean?
No, and that does make sense. And that's what kind of... that's another thing that's against the movie, that I have against the movie, is, like, certain scenes in the movie are done, like, realistically. Like, I do expect to see someone's kneecap if they're running away from a scary creature. But in the same respect, if someone's just lost a family member, no one's going to sit there, I don't know what to say. Like, just a camera pointed at someone's face, like, what should I say to him? Like, I don't know. I feel, hey, what's up? Hey, I'm that guy that, you know, you've been avoiding at the party all night, and,
well, that says,
you know, there's a creature destroying Manhattan, but I'm still filming, because
right.
I'm just in shock, and I don't know how to let go of the camera. Like, I just...
That camera was that guy's security blanket. But no, I see where you're coming from. So that's just not your style of movie that you like, basically.
Yeah.
Like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Did you like Blair Witch?
No.
Yeah.
And that's what I would consider it, like, a high budget Blair Witch project.
Right.
I would absolutely consider it. I'm gonna let it go.
No. Like I said, I respect your opinion, and much like everybody else that was in the theater had seen it, had the same viewpoint, and that's cool. It just, for me, like I said, I saw it as a perfect movie, because for me, if I was ever at ground zero and a monster is chasing after my ass, that's exactly how I would see things happening. And it's never been done before. You've never seen that happen, you know, in Godzilla or any other monster movie. You always, you know, everything, you know, where it came from, you know, how they attack it, you see different points of view, military, all that stuff. But if you're running from a fucking monster chasing after you, then this is what you're going to have. And that's what I liked about it, you know?
I just like, you know, kind of like artsy movies like that. Like, that sort of like different take on something, you know, that there's like a genre that's already been there, it's already established, and,
right?
You know, so I mean, I can deal with stuff like that. You know, I don't have like any shaky cameras. It's kind of annoying, I guess, but stuff like that doesn't bother me. I only had one nickel with that whole movie, and that was after they like pulled the guy's girlfriend off of the fucking rebar, stabbing through her middle. She was able to, like, run from the monster later.
Oh, my
later.
God.
That part, I was like, on retrospect, didn't make a whole lot of sense. But, I mean, I still liked and enjoyed the movie.
No, I got it. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think it was funny.
Because me and my girlfriend, when we were watching it, like, towards the climax of the film, like, we immediately, like, that stuck out to us. We were like, wait a minute. She was, like, half dead a minute ago. And impaled on like an iron rod. Like, how is she able to like take off like Terrell Owens like, for the end zone like that?
That seems a hell of a joke.
It is. Maybe there's some missing footage that we haven't seen.
Well, the DVD comes out on Tuesday. As we record this, it's Saturday, and it's supposed to have like alternate endings and versions on it too, which I'll get. I already downloaded it. Because that's how
I added that to my Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
So. I actually have the alternate ending version.
Do you?
Well,
don't spoil it, because I want to watch it.
No, I'm not gonna say anything. But apparently, I guess the copy that I have is the DVD copy, which kind of I was perplexed by it at the same time, because that was another question I had, and I'm not going to ruin anything, but I didn't know if that's actually the way the theatrical version ended.
Well, the theatrical version ended with everybody dying.
Okay.
That's how it ended. And then you see, like, the, you know, what comes after that, what they taped over on the tape, and if you're paying attention, you see where the alien landed in the water behind them. Because they're at Coney Island on the Ferris wheel. And like, at first, they're looking out through the ocean, and you see it just off the corner, just a splash, and that's where the alien lands. And then they turn back around, they turn the channel back on themselves, like, this is the perfect day.
Yeah.
And they're all happy and stuff. Is that the version you saw?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was a theatrical version, which I thought, again, being a geek of the movie, I was like, oh, shit! There it is! And, I mean, there's, like, this whole underground community about it, like, where you can see it, like, over and over and over again, so you can actually see it as the thing landing.
Hmm.
To me, the best part of the movie is when they're running down the subway, and they're, like, looking, and they're like, what's that noise? And they finally turn on the infrared, and you see all those eyes and all that shit. And everybody in the theater was like, run, motherfucker, run! Like, everyone was freaking out. I was like, yeah,
that's badass.
Because I'd be booking it, too. That was a big bag of, oh, shit, what even happened right there.
But intergalactic cockroaches.
Yes. It was not fucking Starship Troopers.
Oh, don't even get me started on that, please.
But here you have it. Forbidden Panel's first debate. Brandon didn't like the movie. I love the movie. Brian was... What do you love it? You don't like it?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I'm going to get the DVD when it comes out.
Okay, so two against one. Let's see. Ryan loved it. So I guess...
just stack the odds.
Nah. Ben is the only one, but that's cool. That's cool.
Ryan liked
it. We support diverse opinions. Okay.
Yes, yes. That's why we only have two black people here. Do we have anybody white on the group? You're half, right?
Yeah.
That's the minority speaking right there.
Doesn't Ryan have some in him? I mean, I
if he doesn't, I know he has some in someone else.
Yeah.
A bunch of other ones he want. He's got black in them. And you're open slowly turning brown.
You're not the only one, Ryan.
I'd say some stuff, but I don't want to get all family signed, so let's roll somewhere else with the conversation. Movies. Have you guys seen any movies lately? On the theater, actually?
Nope. I've had money, but I've been spending it on my bills, so...
I have a car note, so... I've been having a lot of blockbuster nights lately.
Netflix, man, I'm telling you.
I believe I may be going to see The Forbidden Kingdom tonight, or Street Kings.
You know, actually, I contemplated Street Kings. I mean, with the exception of Keanu Reeves, it actually looked somewhat decent.
Yeah, like, I just...
But it might have been just the commercials.
think the commercials got me, too.
Because honestly, if I could get a job, like, being a director of the commercials, I would make everything look good.
I think after Training Day...
Trailers always make the fucking movie look good, though.
Well, you know what? The best trailer, I still stand by it to this day, the best trailer ever made for any movie was the one for Independence Day. Really? All you saw was ID4 and the White House blowing up. That's all you saw in the commercials.
That was enough for me.
You know, and that was enough for a whole bunch
of them. My mom went and saw that movie.
Right?
She's not even in the sci-fi.
And it was basically, you know, it was basically Robotech with a couple of aliens all over the place, but... It was the best trailer, the best campaign ever. Because I mean, most of the times when you see trailers nowadays, it gives away the best parts of all the movies.
Yeah, yeah. And that one is just, you're like, okay, what the fuck happened? The White House blew up.
Why did the White House go away?
It's funny you mention that because on Ryan's SK page, he has a link to this movie called Tropic Thunder, and it looks so funny. It's got Jack Black, Ben Stiller, and Robert Downey Jr. in it.
Sounds like the absolute worst trio ever.
Well, this is what got me, though. The premise of the movie is that they're trying to shoot, like, one of those Vietnam or just, a war, themed war pick.
Like Platoon or Hammer Hill or something.
Even Saving Private Ryan. And Jack Black plays a comedian. Ben Stiller plays kind of like a Tom Cruise type character, who's like an action hero that's kind of out of it. And Robert Downey Jr. plays this really accomplished actor that undergoes a procedure to like turn him black so he can play the black comedian. And their acting is so bad that the director, he decides to put them in like deep Vietnam where they think they're still filming a movie. But, like people are really trying to kill them. And one of Ryan's, like, mutual friends on SK, like, right after he watched the trailer, he was like, dude, I hope this wasn't all the funny parts of this movie. Yeah.
Those two probably was.
Yeah. there's a good chance.
Ben Stiller. I can't fucking stand Ben Stiller.
He's got a couple of good ones out there.
No,
I can't name them,
no,
mind you. Somewhere. I mean, the one where he played the guy that created Elf, Permanent Midnight, that was a really good movie. It wasn't comedy at all, and that was really good.
Yeah, but he was still pretty much Ben Stiller in that
movie. Well, he's always going to be Ben Stiller. That's the problem with Ben Stiller, is that he's always going to be that. Which is what Seth Rogen is slowly turning into. You know, he's always going to be Seth Rogen. I just watched the trailer for Pineapple Express, which just looks comedy. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's another Apatow. And it's basically Seth Rogen is a server, the guy who serves you papers when you're being sued or what have you. And he hooks up with James Franco, otherwise known as I Fucked Up Green Goblin. And they're like stoners and...
Oh, yeah, this is a Seth Rogen.
Right. And somehow some shit happens and it just goes from there. And it looks like it's going to be funny, but... I mean, he's just getting typecast now. Hopefully, in Zack and Mary Make a Porno, he's somewhat different. But
he pretty much does play a slacker stoner that listens to Wu-Tang Clan
right,
in all his
right.
movies. I never thought about that.
It never really changes him. No, it never really changes. The only time he played anything different was in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah,
and that's because he was still waking up.
Where his roommates were the slacker stoners that right. listened to Wu-Tang Clan.
And he just rolled with it. So obviously where the influence came from. He's like, whoa, wait, they started in other stuff.
What's the Pineapple Express about? I haven't heard of them.
I just explained it to you.
Oh, I thought you were explaining you said there was another one too, called... So-and-so make a porno.
Oh, no.
Maybe that stuck out to me, and I just ran with it.
You just focused on the porno.
I was like, what?
Okay. Sex?
I'd watch it. Judd Apatow? Okay.
It's Zack and Mary. Blah. See? I'm all stumbling over the porn. Got me thinking about porno.
Well, we can talk about porn now.
No. My girlfriend listened to the last podcast, so we got it. I like porno, baby. Anyway. Zack and Mary Make a Porno is the next Kevin Smith movie. And it's basically two high school friends that have grown up and haven't gone anywhere and decided, you know what, let's make a porno. And it's got...
Not two dudes, is it?
No. It's got Elizabeth Banks, who played the hot chick in 4-Year-Old Virgin, the one that Seth Rogen ended up fucking in the bathtub.
Oh, okay.
So I guess he fucks her again, but this time we get to see it. So, and then it's got a lot of other people. It's Kevin Smith, so you know the same cast is going to be rolling around somehow. No Jay and Silent Bob show up in this one.
What about Jason Lee?
Jason Mewes shows up as a different character. But I listen to their podcast all the time, the Kevin Smith podcast. I really like it. And because of this movie, I went 11 weeks without one. So, it better be good. But staying on the subject of movies, tonight, you say you're going to go see Forbidden Kingdom or...
My brother mentioned it to me. Either that or Street Kings. It depends on time. I'm not sure what the running time is on Forbidden Kingdom. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be an epic or...
From my understanding, Forbidden Kingdom is this kid, this little white boy, somehow magically ends up back in Mystic Times.
Really?
Yeah, and... It's Jackie Chan and Jet Li's job to protect him. And while, you see, the problem is, like, while I want to see both of them in a movie together,
yeah.
When you actually think about it, their styles are so conflicting, especially since Jet Li is very rigid and stiff and serious, while Jet Li is Drunken Master. Jackie Chan is Drunken Master.
Right.
In every movie, he's the bumbling detective Drunken Master. So I think those two styles together in an epic movie is just not going to work.
Yeah, I got sick of Jackie Chan movies quite a while ago.
Right.
I thought Jet Li had retired.
He retired from epic filmmaking. If you've ever seen the movie Hero?
No.
No?
Not a big fan of Jet Li either.
You should watch it, because Hero is a very beautiful movie. And it's a very epic movie, and it's probably the best thing he's ever done.
I have seen Hero. That's a movie that ends with, like, 1,000 bows and arrows, or, like, 1,000 arrows just coming down.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. I didn't see his supposed last one, which I hear is, like, a really awesome movie.
Which one? The
Fearless? Or...
I don't remember that one. I know there was that Golden Flower one. I don't know if that was him or not. Oh, no, you're right. Fearless. Yeah, yeah. Where he travels to America and... beats the crap out of Nathan Jones.
I have to correct myself here. There was one Jet Li movie that I really liked, and it was the one that he did with frickin' Bob Hoskins. What was that called?
Danny the Dog.
Unleashed or something
that. Yeah,
that
Danny
was
the
really
Dog.
Good. Yeah. That was really good. And he did a really good job acting in that movie, too.
He does. That was
like, normally, like, when I'm seeing Jet Li's movies, it's just always just like... this, like, ass-kicking machine, but there's no person behind her, you know?
He has no emotion.
So in Fearless, he basically was the epitome of all the movies you've seen him in.
Yeah.
But he was forgivable with it, because he was brought up that way in the movie.
I wish I could sit in some of the casting sessions for these movies, where it's like, all right, Jet Li plays this guy who was trained, like, to sick and kill people and, like...
Actually, Jet Li wrote the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
So, did he write the part where the blind black guy, like, takes him in and...
Not all Asian.
No, I just... it's weird because I recently saw Jackie Chan on Fox 11, and he was actually promoting The Forbidden Kingdom. And he... Like, he was just really honest in his interview, and he was talking about how he never even liked doing any of the Rush Hour movies. He's like, I don't even like those movies. Like, it was just like the first one.
He hates Chris Tucker.
I didn't get that type of comedy. Yeah, and he really doesn't even care for Chris Tucker. And he's like, I just really like at that time I had a very hard time. I was just learning English, and it was just, you know, turned into something bigger than what I thought it would be. So. That and a contract, and, you know, I had to do two more. But
actually, you know what? I was wrong. It was written by Luc Besson, who did the fourth Aliens.
The fourth one?
Yeah, and Fifth Element. Mm-hmm. But Jet Li did produce it. Yeah, and The Professional. But Jet Li did produce it.
Not bad.
But,
okay, well, you're reading that on Wikipedia, so that might not be true.
You want me to go to IMDb, motherfucker? I'll go to IMDb.
writer. I was reading this article today that was saying that, like, there was some writer who, I guess used a Wikipedia article as a source, and then Wikipedia turned around and used his article as a source.
That's the problem with Wikipedia. Like, it's nice and informative and all that, but a lot of people don't realize that it's user induced.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go on there and write my opinion of it, and then they'll post it as fact.
Yeah.
You know, so and that's the problem. I mean,
really, the only thing I ever use that site for is like for looking up stuff in like pop culture, like film, movies, comic book. It's great for that. It's great
like
for that.
What a Rickroll is.
Exactly. something like that. I mean, if you want to get some information on a meme or something, it's great for that. If you want like any actual factual information on like historical events or anything, I wouldn't trust it.
Well, I love Wiki for the comic books. Because it'll give you a full detailed version of story arcs and storylines and character development and all that stuff, and I like it for that. Yeah. I'll sit there and I'll read it for hours.
I mean, I'm not going to knock Wikipedia too badly. It's just I'm starting to know a lot more people that are trying to like quote this shit as fact, and it's like you know, you have to understand that like the people that are writing this, they're not authorities on this stuff.
Right,
right.
Maybe some of them are.
Well, you have to think that, you know, Wiki has to have some sort of fact-checking department.
They do. I'll give them that. They have, you know, moderators that go through. But, I mean, there's so much content on there in, what, like fucking 12 different languages? I mean, it's a huge undertaking,
yeah.
Especially when just any Joe Schmo can just hop on and put something in there.
Right.
So, I mean, I wish people would realize that, you know, Wikipedia is not exactly a reliable source when you got people trying to like write fucking research papers with Wikipedia.
They should change the name to it.
Peoplepedia?
I think people hear the pedia part and they're just like, oh, information.
Yeah.
Right.
Factual information. Didn't we used to have something in our house that ended with pedia? It was like a book that just had articles on.
Actually, friend, I want to ask you a quick question. Is it weird hearing Brian talk as much?
Not it. It's kind of pleasant because I don't have to hear him bitch after the podcast.
No. I don't mean like on podcasts or anything like that. Just in general, because I mean Brian never talks. He's got like
he's a man of few words.
Yes, but it's kind of weird, and I like it. And
sorry.
Hey, what's sad is on the car ride home, he won't say a goddamn thing.
Popped up on
that's gonna
right
be scary.
I keep a knife on my door for a reason.
Anyway. If I ever, I mean, Brian, you're a cool guy, but if I ever was in a car anywhere, going anywhere with you, and you didn't say a single word to me.
Hey, in my defense, AJ is listening to his fucking audiobook on the way here, so why would I talk over it?
Every car ride.
Okay.
Every car ride, he hardly says anything. Anything at all. It's always like ninja quiet. That's why I start bringing audiobooks. I feel like I'm having a conversation with somebody. See? Now he's quiet again.
Fucker.
Anyway, so which movie are you going to go see tonight?
I'll have to talk to my brother, but the last time I spoke with him, he was leaning towards Street Kings, because like I said, we don't know how long the Forbidden Kingdom runs, and I'm kind of skeptical that now that I found out about the whole white boy travel back in time angle, I don't know if I want to see that now.
Yeah, kill Whitey.
I thought it was kind of like how we were mentioning Hero, and some of those, you know, other like artistically just fun to watch martial art movies that have been coming out in the last 4 or 5 years. I thought it was going to be like that, but now it kind of sounds like what was it, Warriors of Zoo? That old movie about the kangaroo people and shit.
You got me.
No, Warriors of Zoo was a badass movie. It wasn't the kangaroo people. That was the one where it was basically a live-action comic book with martial artists and stuff, and they had like you know, Mortal Kombat powers and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that was a badass movie.
Yeah, now that I mean, that's obviously why I remember it. But
a discovery made by a kung fu obsessed American teen sends him to an adventure in China. He joins up with a band of martial arts warriors in order to free the imprisoned Monkey King.
You know what? That's what my brother actually told me about. It's based on the Monkey King legend.
Yes, and with the lost relic in hand, the teenager unexpectedly finds himself traveling back to ancient China to join a crew of warriors from martial arts lore on a dangerous quest to free the imprisoned Monkey King.
Isn't so
Monkey
is King kid in the movie?
Isn't Monkey King supposed to be a? Didn't we talk about that the other Dragon Ball Z?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's based on the same legend.
Yeah. The kid in the movie, who I'm not too happy about.
I'm scared it's going to be like a martial art version of Last Action Hero.
Right? The kid in the movie played Will Stronghold in Sky High.
Sky High, oh!
He was the main character in Sky High. Now, had it been the guy who played War and Peace, maybe it might be cool. Cause
have you guys ever seen Sky High?
Yeah, no. I love that movie.
I actually like that movie.
Yeah, it's the fucking cool
one. Which one is that one?
It's about this, it's
a Disney
movie. Yeah, and it's about, like, a high school where kids go to learn, like, their superhero powers, but only kids with special powers go there.
Yeah.
It's corny, but at the same time, it was done well.
Yeah, it sounds kind of horrible. It's like,
yeah,
all this happens, like, yeah, superheroes only. No colors allowed. The hell?
Are black people not allowed to have superpowers, Lauren? In your fantasy world? Look, you broke Brandon.
Oh, dude.
He's
I just want to put that line in a comic, dude.
Oh, that was insane. Awesome. It's like, you know, they have like a segregated high school. Like, that's terrible.
That's an interesting
point. It's called a savior school for gifted youngsters.
What are we teaching our kids here?
You don't got kids, bitch. You'll never have kids.
Now we're as a nation, ass face.
You're not even part of this nation.
Whatever. I quit.
Wow.
I'm just angry to be angry. So anyway, I don't think you should go see Forbidden Kingdom.
No, you know, the more I hear about it, I don't think I'm going to be leaning towards that choice.
What's sad is that, like I like movies that I can they have a basis of reality or somewhat. Again, with like Cloverfield, you know, it feels if it was really happening, this is the shit that would go on. But one of the things like with what was the one with the Green Hornet sword, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yeah,
one of the things. One of the things I did not like about that movie was as awesome and as cool the movie was the shitty wider work. When they were up there and you could see them flowing through the sky and then they wobble and then go through, I'm like...
Maybe there was a draft.
Wait a minute.
You're flying through the air, you know. I mean...
How are you going to wobble? I mean, honestly, if you saw Batman coming down off a bridge or coming off a zipline, if he wobbled just a second and made it look fake, wouldn't you just be like, this is shit?
Yeah.
It would suspend your suspension of disbelief. Honestly, and that's one of the things I always fear when I go see these movies, you know. Jet Li's movies, they're badass martial artists, but every now and then you see that little mistake in his wire work, and it pisses me off, and it just... does it wrong.
He's no Ben Affleck when it comes to wire work.
Nobody's Ben Affleck.
Sorry, God, I just saw Paycheck the other day.
God.
And we were shite. Why must they keep destroying
Philip Dick's?
Yeah, Philip K. Dick's art, literary work.
I don't know. It's a really good... Yeah, it's written well. I mean, I've never read the book it's based off of, but... I like the story.
I love Philip Dick's works. And then you have fucking movies like, you know, Total Recall, which if you didn't know it was based on, like, a Philip Dick story, you could just take it as just, like, a crappy science fiction movie. If they didn't, like, throw his name on there,
right.
I probably would have been okay with it, because it's just Arnold being stupid, and, you know, it's a stupid-ass movie that's fun.
Well, it's like Starship Troopers, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Robert Heinlein's work. The man wrote this book in 1953. Okay.
Starship Troopers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is responsible for mech armor, Robotech technology, all of that stuff. They left it out.
Yeah, they left all that.
They left all that shit out. It was, what's his name? Casper Van Dien and Roaches. And flat-chested...
Let's forget MPH. He was in that movie.
Right, and that was the saving grace of the movie. Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, but he was
and
in a big that movie for like full second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, some sort of brain bug. I remember that line. That's classic.
I mean, but again, you know, Heinlein's book, 56, he wrote all that stuff in 1956.
That's what happens when you give a story like that to the man who created RoboCop, because I'm pretty sure he was doing cocaine.
Hey, RoboCop was an awesome movie. I will give him that much, all right? RoboCop was
awesome.
You also
buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to admit this, but I was doing some YouTubing last night, and I'm sorry, Brian, I'm going to bring up some wrestling right now, but in due time, you'll see why I'm talking about this. But I was just looking at wrestling matches, and I come across a list of worst promos ever done in wrestling history. And WCW, X amount of years ago, actually did a promo where RoboCop was... he was on an episode of WCW, and... someone had apparently put Sting in a cage, and RoboCop comes out, pulls the steel, like, just removes the steel bars, and frees Sting, to which Sting, like, wants to high-five him. It was, like, the gayest thing I've seen this week. Like, it really was.
This week.
Yeah.
Which means he's constantly in the search for gay stuff.
No, I mean, come on now, with, like, YouTube and Facebook and all this shit. I mean, you see gay stuff.
It's full of gay.
And we make our way back to the porn talk.
No, I don't mean gay as in, like, homosexual. I just mean...
Just lame.
Gay as in gay.
Yeah.
He just says while rolling his eyes.
I couldn't have said that any better.
Well, tonight, as I try and steer the conversation back to where we were, I'm going to go see Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I forgot that came out. I actually lied, too. There were two movies I saw last weekend. I went to the drive-in. And saw Prom Night and 21. 21's actually a pretty good movie.
21 looks like it would be good. Prom Night doesn't.
My girlfriend wanted to see it. It's actually not bad as a horror movie. Like, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Well, it would have to be better than the original. I mean, the original is classic if you're into that cheesy, campy horror stuff.
I didn't even know there was an original.
Most of the stuff nowadays are remakes, you know. Especially that one. 21, I believe, was actually a remake of a short story. Short talk community that was done. But, yeah, there's no originality.
I can't wait until they screw up Friday the 13th. I heard that's the next one that's being remade. I mean, when I think Friday the 13th, I just think of cheesy, like, cheesy, but cheesy in that good sense. Like, a movie that's done so bad.
Again, it's entertaining. It's one of those things that you expect when you walk into theater, you know. A friend of mine the other day asked, they're like, well, should I go see Transformers? And I'm like, if you want to go see robots blow up some shit, then go for it. And so when they walk in, that's what they expect to see. When I go see the Friday the 13th movie, I expect to see half-naked dumb bitches getting stabbed in the gut in a cheesy way. You know? And so when I go see them, I'm not disappointed and I'm happy. So, the problem is, like I tried to watch the remake of Day of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
Which was so bad that nobody even knew that they remade Day of the Dead. Right? We all know about the other ones, you know.
They remade Day of the Dead?
Right? See, there you go. They remade Day of the Dead. And
when did that come out?
It came out this year. On straight to DVD.
Wow.
And the guy that did it, he directed Friday the 13th Part 2. So I popped it in. I got, like, to the first 5 minutes. I took it out, wrapped it back up. Wow. It's on its way back to Netflix. And I'm down with bad movies.
Yeah.
You know?
But it was that bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's rarely a time when I actually won't watch a whole movie. I'm of the belief it's kind of like the voting thing. If you didn't vote, you ain't got room to talk shit about the policies of the president or anything like that. So how are you going to talk shit about a movie you didn't bother to go see the whole way through? But sometimes...
No, I'd say if you could at least sit through, like, the first, like, one-third of a movie, then you have room to talk shit. I mean, if it's a movie that was so bad you couldn't enjoy it, just had to...
Well, but there are some of those movies that suck in the first half, and then at the end, bam, just grabs you and makes up for it. It's a few and rare occurrences.
To watch some movies that I already knew I was going to hate, and they got to the end, and I didn't even get that.
Well, see, that's the problem. You walked in already thinking you were going to hate it.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like, you know, I had no expectations for some movies, you know, and it's like some of them are just so bad. I'm just like, why? Why did I do that?
The zip on your eyeball. Why? But yeah, so I didn't even bother. I put it back in. And it's sad because, you know, I'm a fan of zombies and horror and Romero and all that stuff, you know, and it just saddened me to see this. So I was just like, fuck you, I'm done. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go see Sarah Marshall Knight, back to the Apatow talk. So hopefully it'll be pretty good.
That would be worth watching. Absolutely.
I'm actually going right after this.
It's, you know, it's strange. I don't have any interest in, like, watching any of the movies that are out right now. Like, there's nothing that, like, I'm really...
Well, right now is the lull before
I'm
the storm.
I'm, like, waiting for Iron Man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. right now is the lull before the storm because, I mean, you always get, like, toward the end of middle of April, toward the end. I mean, you just pay taxes. You can't afford to see a fucking movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, they get the slow trickle of what's to come. So I think, for me...
I mean, I think I've even been, like, browsing through, like, shit on the IMDb for, like, upcoming movies, and still nothing's really just catching my eye.
The best place to go is comingsoon.net, because it gives you, like, release dates of DVDs and films and stuff and short blurbs. But, I mean, the summer movies are coming out, and you got Iron Man, you got the Shitty Hulk...
The Dark Knight. Your best friend in it.
And
yeah.
What's probably going to be...
Fuck you.
What's probably going to be, like, the best summer blockbuster is the new Indiana Jones. You know? Whether or not it's the best actual movie...
I want to watch some freaking, like, old man breaking his hips while he's, like, running through these temples.
Well, I didn't say it would be the best movie. I just said it would be the best blockbusting movie.
I'm going to go see that.
I am too.
Whether it's good or Harrison Ford can do.
Right.
Now that he's like 97.
Whether it's good or not, it's going to make the money. That's what's sad. I'm not debating it. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. But my money's on Iron Man and Dark Knight.
I don't know. He might be able to do it. Because, I mean, fucking Bruce Willis when his new
Die Hard 4 was pretty good.
Awesome.
That was an awesome movie.
That movie was
dude. That Free Runner was awesome.
Oh yeah,
that's like it was like the beginning of like Casino Royale. You know,
I think that's to the point where he's on
really?
The freeway.
I was watching it last at con. While you guys are sleeping, I had it on my PS3 watching it. And I was like, ooh. While you were freezing your head off. Anyway, yeah. So I like Die Hard 4. And I think Indiana Jones is going to rock, as well as Dark Knight. Those are my two, what I'm looking forward to.
Dark Knight, I probably will go see, but, I won't be too terribly disappointed if I don't see it until it comes out on video. I mean, I like the first one, and, you know, I like Batman, but Batman's not, like, my favorite.
So you remember at the beginning of the panel cast when everybody was all together and we all hated Brandon?
Yeah.
You are now Brandon.
Whatever. What? It's not like I said the movie sucked or that I didn't want to see it. I just said I wouldn't be upset if I didn't see it, so it came out on video.
Are you going opening night?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm going opening night. I believe it comes out sometime around con, so I'm sure Ryan will be in town, so we'll probably go opening night.
Oh, wow. I don't know the exact opening date.
Yeah, neither do I. I think it's June 22nd or something like that, so I may be wrong. As far as it being close to con. And that's the other one that's coming out. No, Watchmen comes out next year. My bad. Oh, speaking of upcoming movies, what do you guys think of the G.I. Joe pictures?
I think they need to start with hot. Oh, wait, are there more?
No, there's a whole bunch.
I'm trying to remember.
I've seen Snake Eyes and Scarlet.
Huh. Snake Eyes looks cool. They just released, everybody dressed up. So, Marlon Wayans and that. The best one is Dennis Quaid, dude, because he's like in his Green Beret outfit and he's got that sour look. Like, why the fuck am I in this movie?
You got that Dennis Quaid scowl.
Right. That picture of the Baroness and Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes, Cover Girl, who else? And
Cobra Commander?
No, I'm not going to show Commander yet or Destro yet.
Damn.
That's just too hot commodity.
Where can I see these pictures?
DarkHorizon.com.
Silver Surfer. Just going to reuse that for Destro.
Yeah, no shit.
Does that mean...
Cobra Commander, you should take the red pill.
Does that mean... I forgot the guy's name. He does, like, Ape Sapien and Hellboy, and he did the Silver Surfer. The guy that actually does the, he wears the suits for them to do the...
Oh, Anthony Daniels did.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was C-3PO, did the voice for Ape Sapien. I don't know who actually did it. You're thinking Circus.
Well, the guy that actually performs the
No, he actually, like, acts out the characters,
yeah,
too. It just, they dubbed over his voice with fucking, what's his name, David Hyde Pierce, or...
Anthony Daniels?
I'll
have to wiki it. It's, So anyway, what are we babbling about?
I don't know.
G.I. Joe. Alright, G.I. Joe. Anyway, I don't like it.
I haven't seen it really for it, so.
Okay, you know the get up that Snake Eyes is wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine without the mask, and that's what everybody else is wearing.
Wow.
The only pimp out, I mean, you saw what Scarlett, she was wearing basically a chick's version of the outfit.
Yeah.
And so is everybody else.
Who's
except,
directing that?
Who cares? It's not going to be any good. You know? the only good cool outfits were Storm Shadows, and he's dressed up like one of the albino twins from The Matrix. So he's got like a white pimp leather suit on.
What?
And he's got his two white katanas sticking out the back, and he's hanging with their Baroness. And that's about it. I wasn't impressed. It looked like they borrowed the Watchmen's costumes and repainted them.
Wow.
That's just me.
I had my doubts when I knew Marlon Wayans was in it. I like Marlon Wayans, but not in my action / 80s remake.
I mean, as bad as Dungeons and Dragons was going to be, the fact that he was in it didn't help it at all. So, it's not going to help out J. Joe. So, yeah, I'm saying screw the G.I. Joe movie, personally. But, I mean, I'll still go see it, because I'm a dork like that. But I don't think it's going to be any good.
I'll check out those pictures, but I already kind of had a feeling that this was going in the wrong direction.
It would have been best just sticking to the anime version.
Yeah.
So, well.
The only thing that I'm really looking forward to in the movies yet is not even, like, you know, gone anywhere yet. I mean, it's not even actually been confirmed, so. And that's the Dark Tower films. Right now, as far as I can tell, it's still just rumored.
They're not going to be films.
They're not going to be films?
No, ABC already picked up the rights.
So?
It's going to be, like, The Langoliers and The Stand. It'll be ABC TV show, which means it's going to be fucked. So, though, some hope is that, Darremont did pick up The Long Walk.
Yeah, there was that too. Well, from what I understand, he was supposed to do that one first and then decided to go for The Mist.
Yeah. But then he's going back to The Walk or something like that. Long Walk is one of my favorite stories by Stephen King.
I don't know. Maybe J.J. Abrams, if he's still attached to the project, can save that fucking TV show.
Yeah, maybe. But he's pretty busy on Star Trek right now.
Yeah.
Star Trek's gonna be pretty.
That just really kind of ruined my day.
And that's what I live for. I mean, it's probably not even true, but as long as I can make it up and ruin your day, then I'm happy. And now we know why he doesn't talk in the car with me.
Because you're a piece of crap.
Alright, so we're gonna go ahead and cut it short this week. So we can go see those movies we're just bitching about. You guys have anything to add? Oh, one thing I had to bring up, and I got to thank everybody, all the listeners, and everybody that's been hitting the site. 13,000 hits we got last month. I just checked stats today before we did it. We're at 10,000 this month already. We still got another week before the month's over. So, I mean, that's awesome, and we want to thank everybody that's been coming to the site, reading the comics and everything. Now, if we could only get all fucking 13,000 of you to post something,
that would
be helpful, but... I mean, I get to talk shit about our audience. Thanks, guys. Now, tell two friends. And they'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends. And then we can get paid for the shit.
Shit, I don't even care about that. Just fucking say something.
Yeah.
Good, bad, like whatever. Just
shoot us an email. I don't care. Just take a screenshot of you shitting on the site. I don't care. Just send us something.
We used to get shitload of posts and we still had all the porno spammers.
Well, that's because those were bots. They weren't real people.
But I could pretend.
Okay, RoboCop. Okay, you guys have anything else you want to add? Anything you want to say?
Don't see Cloverfield.
How about this? How about go see Cloverfield and give us your opinion, whether you agree with Brandon or you agree with me.
Yeah, can we do
just
a poll?
Like,
yeah, I'll put a poll up on the site.
Have like a whole forum for
yeah.
just
Cloverfield.
If we could do a poll and have options, A, I enjoyed it thoroughly, B, I thought it was innovative and creative, C, I didn't get it, D, it gave me a headache from all the shaky camera film work.
Yeah,
and E,
like 6 months.
And E, where are the dark women at? Cause there's no more white bitches in that Monster 8. You know what? Because it was in Manhattan, that's why all the black people live outside of Manhattan.
Well, only a white guy would go back to the middle of Manhattan to save his girlfriend that came to the party banging some other dude. Like,
no, you forget the best part. He went to go save a girlfriend that dumped his ass.
Yeah.
He's like, back. That's white love for you. That's white girl voodoo. That's what we call it.
Should have been a dead bitch.
She'd have still been on that pole to this day.
I'd have been in Jersey. I'd have been in Jersey being like, excuse me, Mr. Soprano, I need a job.
The movie would have started with me handing the camera to the government. Like, yeah, no, I got all of it. Yeah, we got the fuck out of there. Like, my brother was on the bridge. Yo, some shit went down. Like 20 minutes long. Yeah, it was an SNL short venue, just like short. Going up, just like punching some guy, stealing his cab, and fucking hit the fuck out of there.
Yeah, like Will Smith, ID4 style.
Right? Should have been at a barbecue.
Welcome to Planet Earth, bitch.
Exactly. But yeah, come by the site. We'll put up a poll this week and check it out. Brandon, when can we expect the next trip?
I'm going to try to finish the last panel, hopefully, if not tomorrow, by Monday. My parents are flying back in, and I know I have to see them tomorrow, but if I don't have a chance to finish the last panel tomorrow night, like, it'll be finished by Monday. I just got to do that last panel and get that out of the way, and I still need the board for the next one.
Right.
But
I'm just waiting on the next,
right.
the last panel before I give it to you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw the posting on the main page or not, but this is the last trip where we're doing the 3 panel strips because of the delay between strips, because, again, we all have jobs, we all have lives and stuff to do that we can't consistently put it out. We're going to start going with full-page strips. So after this next one, you'll start seeing full-page strips. That way you can have more to chew on during the time between our postings.
Maybe we just shouldn't post it until they give us feedback. We should make them talk shit about us, and then we'll post it.
That would probably be cool if it wasn't for the fact that the Comic-Con convention committee is staring at our website to try and validate all of our professionalisms. So we kind of have to put up stuff.
Okay. Well,
in fact, I'm probably going to delete this last part because they're listening to the panel cast as well.
Then they won't hear me say fuck them. I joke. I kid.
I'm flattering you. Anyway, but yeah, so we'll have the strip up sometime, probably by next week, in the next week, because after Brandon's done drawing it on Monday, we got to give it over to Brian to ink it, send it up to Ryan to color it up, and then put it back. We'll put it up. I am in the process of writing. I'm going to fill up at least half of the book of storyboarding panels that we have so that we can be set for the next ones coming out. We're also coming out with the new Speed Date comic, which Brian is drawing. So expect that up in the next couple of weeks or so, as soon as we're done with the storyboarding and writing it. So check out the site. Keep visiting us. Let us know how we're doing. And listen up for the panel cast. You guys, anybody any last words?
Nope. Cloverfield. See you later.
See you next time. Bye.